What's going on? Happy Friday, Big Foodie Nation. We, of course, are the Big Foodies. I'm BB Shea, Biggie here, Matt here, coming at you live from the Marco's Biggie's Kitchen Studio. Thank you so much to Marco's for everything that you've done for us so far. You've been a great partner. Today, we are doing something that all of us are extremely familiar with, and I feel like a lot of you are extremely familiar with as well.
Based on your Facebook comments, yes, you are passionate.
So a week or so ago, we put it out on Facebook, what's your favorite cookout milkshake flavor? And you guys didn't hesitate to let us know. Very, very passionate about it. So we decided to do our favorite milkshake flavors, as well as what we thought was the overwhelming fan favorite. So we each got ours, and we're gonna try them out. So we each have our own socially distanced cups.
Yep.
So my go-to milkshake is mint chocolate chip. So as you can see,
now let's just be honest. Look, when things have been messed up in the past, we've just been honest. Look,
this is not mint chocolate chip.
We're balling on a budget, all right? We didn't have another $2 to go get another nor the time.
Oh, shoot, my bad. Yeah.
This looks like chip.
Should we pretend this is mint chocolate?
Yeah, just pretend that, you know, there's some mint along in there with it. Just pretend like you're brushing your teeth and...
I really taste the mint.
Wintergreen fresh.
Now...
I'm not going to lie. I think that is mint in there.
There's not much of it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think you're wrong. I think it's chip.
I think there is mint in there.
You didn't tell them this was for Barrett, did you? And they were like, screw Barrett.
Oh, this is for Barrett.
Matt went and picked
it. Oh, you're ordering these milkshakes? Are you a big foodie? Which one's for Barrett? Dude jumps on. Instead of like Trey Dog, Trey Nug, it's like mint chip for Barrett.
Like, what does that mean? Why did you say that?
I'm going to leave the mint out for that douchebag.
Oh, man.
Well.
I mean, you know, it tastes like ice cream with chocolate chips in it. So.
I'd say this is the missionary of milkshakes.
Pretty standard.
Well, so all I can say is I'm glad they screwed Barrett's up and not mine.
Amen to
starting
that.
Off with a bang, y'all.
All right. Well, you know what, though? Let me say this. Good quality vanilla.
That's it.
So cook out your vanilla, perfect.
All right.
Well, that was short and sweet.
What's next? Yeah.
Well, they got mine right. And mine is an all-time favorite. I like to mix things together topping-wise.
As you should.
So I did Oreo, extra Oreo, and Reese's Cup.
Okay. Mm. I'm excited about this.
Yes. Now this will give you a nice flavor punch that you're looking for.
Oreo, extra Oreo,
and Reese's.
And you got to really get to the bottom of a cookout shake.
That's where the good stuff is.
Now, if you're watching and you don't know what cookout is, it's because you're probably not from the South. Because that's one of the big debates you always see online. In-N-Out versus cookout. Because, you know, West Coast, East Coast. But if you're lucky enough to have a cookout, we've done cookout before. Talked about how great their trays are. Mm-hmm. Also, big time in the summertime, you will find cookout is a hangout spot in the summertime.
Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never thought to put those two things together.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good.
And I didn't even know you could mix things at the cookout for milkshakes.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Yeah, when I was reading the comments, they were like, oh, yeah, do half this and half this. I'm like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is really good. I like the...
It's got a nice balance of flavor.
You never know what you're going to get in the bite. Could be more heavy Reese's, could be heavier Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one's more like... Whereas most milkshakes, I feel like it would be really hard to drink this with a straw.
Yeah.
Like this one, you almost have to go with a spoon.
I tell them to keep the straw when I'm getting a cookout milkshake. There's no point.
Don't waste your time.
Don't even bother.
Just give me a spoon.
Don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a good option there.
I like that. I'd definitely get that again.
I actually reused my cup because, the first time, it was just vanilla ice
cream. You can't really mix those flavors
pretty
up.
Pretty simple. All right, so for mine, I went with, I doubled down on the Southern. I went cookout. I went with the peach cobbler milkshake.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, chow.
Now, that's a big foodie person.
I don't know what happened there.
Barrett
We're normally not caught off guard by something.
Barrett randomly yelling, ooh, child.
Things are going to get easier. Yeah. I mean,
did you go to church this weekend?
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, yeah, child. Yeah. Things will get brighter.
All right, full disclosure. I'm not a fruit fan in milkshake, so...
Really?
This is going to be...
I think it just... Anytime there's, like, fruit in a milkshake, like a strawberry or blueberry or something, I feel like it just adds to the sweetness.
Really?
Yeah. And so, I mean, a lot of people, when you think, like, oh, a dessert in a milkshake, you think, like, a cheesecake. But not a lot of people think a cobbler in a milkshake. And so that's why I go with the peach cobbler milkshake.
Mm. Now, when they make these, do they just, like, make a regular milkshake then just throw a slab of peach cobbler in there with it?
Like a whole slab of cobbler?
Yeah. It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, they just got trays of, like, desserts in the back.
Maybe.
I'm actually...
That's very really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, I wonder if they could make me, like, a big double tray milkshake. It's like, just throw the burger and the nugs and the corn dogs in there.
Is that Barrett again?
Hell, Barrett's ordering again.
He's asking for that wild shit.
Some dude's asking for a cheeseburger milkshake.
Cheeseburger milkshake.
No bacon.
What do you think, Barrett?
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm caught off guard at how much I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had peach cobbler in my life.
What?
Ever? Ever. Ooh, really? Child. Yeah, never had peach cobbler in my life, but that's very good.
Now, I like, what's weird is, I like peach cobbler with like a scoop of ice cream on top. But something about a milkshake.
Yeah.
But I'm caught off, that was really, really good.
And you would think, really, really good. You would think sometimes like that they would just punt and just put peaches in it and be done. But no, you get that cobbler taste.
That's what's important. That's what I like is the crust part. Mm-hmm. Very important.
I like it. And then we've got our fan favorite, which was not easy to decipher because we had over 150 comments just on Facebook alone.
Shocking how many comments we had on that.
You guys care about this stuff. But the one that kept popping up that we kept seeing, and I think the one that we were most intrigued about, was banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Banana pudding here, again, it's a regular dessert that you might not maybe think of.
Yeah, I love banana pudding on its own. I don't think I've ever thought about a banana pudding milkshake.
That's what I'm saying. Do they just like put some banana pudding in?
I bet that. Now, in this case, I bet they do.
Put some ice cream, you know?
Scoop it all in.
Feels like it. Because I feel like I'm seeing some wafers.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, the wafers are key.
Yeah, I want that. Yeah, I wanted that. I wanted that scoop.
Yeah.
I just got screwed.
Barrett-esque episode.
He's really into this.
He's into this.
Sorry. Hang on. Let me dig a wafer out here for you. Here.
Oh, yeah, I see some wafer.
Yeah, there's some wafer in there.
Thanks for the wafer.
You're welcome.
I will not wafer.
Now, of course, if it was summertime, we'd probably be trying the watermelon. I have more people I know. I see people doing counts on how many watermelon shakes they have by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had the watermelon shake?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It's not that good.
You like it?
Not a big fan of it. Yeah.
I like it.
It's overrated.
Really?
Yes. Because it's kind of like that fruit thing, but it's like really fruity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, really?
It's like where you
is it more of a slushy-esque?
No, it's
not
milkshake.
That
it's
sweet.
Milkshake.
Okay.
It's like, definitely milkshake, but like...
It's just all watermelon. It's like with the peach cobbler, you get the crust and all the other things that go with a peach cobbler.
That's pretty much it.
Crust and peach, right?
Crust and sugar.
Yeah. Okay.
But then with the watermelon, it's just watermelon. It's like imagine if it was vanilla but watermelon.
I'll tell you.
From my experience.
Good.
That's my experience with the watermelon milkshake.
I like it. It would not be my type of thing.
No.
The
good
peach cobbler, I'm blown away by how much I enjoyed that. This is good. Don't get me wrong. It tastes like frozen banana pudding. So it's there.
And I just got a big chunk of banana, too.
But see, that's what, you know what? That's what turns me off. The banana. Mm. I want more wafer. If I had a big taste of wafer... It might be different.
I just had some wafer, but that's good. I would definitely get that again.
I do. Like
I really
that one.
The peach cobbler to me is the shocking one. I would have never.
I'm surprised banana pudding is that good. Uh oh.
Do I have a new? I might be ordering something different.
Let's go.
Warn the cookout.
It's not Barrett. Get it right.
Peach cobbler milkshake.
It's not Barrett. Get the order right.
That's one thing we've learned today is that cookout hates Barrett.
100%.
BB Shea. Oh, Lord.
It's watermelon, but make it extra watery.
Oh, golly. Just give him a glass of water.
That'll show him. Put a hint of melon in a glass of water.
We've got a real big BB Shea episode. Sorry, we got an ooh child. We got him angrily getting mad about a scoop.
That's weird.
Very odd episode for you.
I want to control the scoops from here on out.
Okay.
I'm going to control the scoops.
I'm Master done Barrett.
I'm done scooping.
Write that into my contract. Barrett controls the scoops. Well, that's it for us, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. But we do have a pizza to give away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not good at doing this.
Instagram. How about Instagram comment?
Instagram. Comment on Instagram.
Yeah. For comment this on this video.
On Instagram, and we will give you...
Let us...
You may be chosen to get a free Marco's pizza. Also, Big Foodies has gone... We're on podcasts now. So
Matt knows all the platforms.
Yeah, so you can find us on every major podcasting platform now. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You can even tell your Amazon smart speaker to play the Big Foodies, and she'll do it for you.
Yeah. I tried it the other night, and it worked.
Kind of odd, but yes, it worked.
It did.
So you can check us out there if you're all as well, if you're on the go. So once again, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks again to Marco's for being our kitchen sponsor, and we will talk to you later. We are the Big Foodies.